Today we're going to have a Sunday morning lesson. Lesson will be entitled, Do Not Download Computer Stuff onto Your Thumb Drive Until You Have Researched It. Over the weekend, I was having an issue where I had somehow contracted a Trojan horse. Microsoft Security Essentials found it wouldn't remove it. It insisted I download something called Windows Defender Online. So we downloaded this because we found it off the legitimate Microsoft website, so it didn't look to be a scam. It said to download it onto a flash drive, so we did that with another system. Then we moved the thumb drive over to my system to try to run it. It apparently, and I didn't find out until this morning, completely reformatted my thumb drive. Renamed it to the point where I can't even change the name of said thumb drive. It tells me I don't have the rights to do that. Everything I had on there, completely gone. So, today's lesson, kids. Research, research, research first. It may be on the legitimate Microsoft website or the legitimate Apple website or the legitimate Google website or Dell or whatever. But, yeah, if you don't want to lose anything on your thumb drive or hard drive or flash drive or memory stick or whatever you want to call it, research, research, research. Luckily, the one thing I'm mostly concerned about has been backed up onto a CD, which I have to locate. I have no idea where to locate said CD, but it does exist. Luckily, I didn't have any books on there or anything like that. I had them on a different thumb drive. I have a 16 gig that I keep all my books and music on. Well, that shit's replaceable anyways, but, you know, the one thing I'm concerned about really isn't, so I did back it up onto a regular CD. But, just letting you all know, and especially this Windows Defender Online, I don't know if any of you's ever used that. But, yeah, I ended up deleting all kinds of files off of there that I didn't recognize, and, yeah, empty, completely empty. I can't even change the name of my thumb drive now. Just saying.